You came to gather the nations into the peace of God's kingdom. With these words, we acknowledge the mystery of the incarnation. We acknowledge the reality that Jesus Christ was born into this world. We acknowledge that he truly was here, Emmanuel, God with us. That is a mystery that is often very hard to understand, especially given the nature of this story. There are many who don't believe it. There are many who tell us that this is a lie, that a woman cannot conceive without having relations with a man. But we know in faith that all things are possible with God. The mystery of the incarnation is real. You come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. With these words, we acknowledge where we are now. We acknowledge the mystery of the Eucharist. We acknowledge the mystery of our salvation. We acknowledge the reality that Jesus Christ, the Word, was made flesh for us. And in being made flesh, was crucified, died, was buried, and rose again. He left us the gift of himself. This word, this Eucharist, are meant to strengthen us in holiness. That is our reality right now. You will come again in glory with salvation for your people. With these words, we acknowledge the mystery that Christ will come again as he promised. We acknowledge the reality that this world will come to an end. But we also acknowledge that what lies after this world is all good because it is the presence of our God, when all things, including us, will be made new. There are a lot of people who don't believe that. There are a lot of people who accuse that of being a lie. And so we gather here in this season of penitential acknowledgement, recognizing our sinfulness, recognizing our need and our dependence on our God, in order to strengthen us to be able to live in the midst of that mystery. In the first reading, we hear God promising David that he will never have to worry about anything. For the Jewish people, they're still waiting for a Messiah. They're unable to connect the dots that we've connected in the scriptures. They're unable to embrace the mystery that we embrace. But that's okay, because God continues to fulfill his promise to the Jewish people. And God continues to fulfill his promise to us. And yet, in a broken world, there are people who say that that is a lie. this season of Advent is a season of joyful expectation. But in a broken world, sometimes our expectations get the best of us. And so this evening, I want to challenge you to wonder, what are your expectations? What are your expectations for yourselves? Because that is the fulfillment of God's promise. The fulfillment of the promise that God makes all things new, including us. And so we can't despair in a broken world. We can't buy into the lies. We can't lower our expectations. Recently in the news, I think we've heard some challenging things about how race relations in the United States are worse than they've ever been. That's a lie. We hear in the news that every police officer is corrupt and abusive with their power. That is a lie. And if we want to buy into these lies and lower our expectations, we are going to miss out on the glory of God, and most especially, the glory to be revealed in us. The difference between buying into the lie and allowing ourselves to trust in God is exemplified most importantly in Mary's actions. She didn't understand everything that was going on. She was disturbed by the idea and frightened by it. And yet, she still had the courage to say, "Yes, your will be done. I am your handmaid." Do we have the courage and the trust to answer in the same way? Do we have the courage and the trust to say no to the lies of the world and to trust the promise of God so that we don't miss out on the glory that is ours to be had? This season is a special season because it's a season where we look forward, but we also look backward. After Mass this evening, we're going to process out. We're going to bless the creche. We're going to bless the scene of this nativity and remember that Jesus, the Word of God, became flesh for us. That can renew the joy within us. But we cannot forget the promise that Jesus will come again. And even more importantly, we cannot forget what it is Jesus is trying to strengthen us with in his word and in his sacrament, to make God present in the world, to recognize that despite that the world is broken, despite our sinfulness, we can make God present in our midst. That's a challenge for each one of us. Are we prepared to be Emmanuel by welcoming Emmanuel and trusting in Emmanuel? May Almighty God have mercy on us. May he forgive us our sins, and may he bring us to everlasting life.